We are on the internet, live and in color. Those in the room, please. You know, it says on this list that I'm supposed to tell you to turn your phones to phones off, but actually, this works pretty well for me. So, well, if the phone goes, we're having another meeting. So, let's have the secretary call the roll.
Representative Bradford. Representative Fain.
I here.
Representative Feinstein.
Here.
Representative Junkie.
Here.
Representative Lust.
Here.
Representative Noem. Representative Norstrup.
Here.
Representative Peters.
Here.
Representative Thompson.
Here.
Representative Turbeville. Representative Van Etten.
Here.
Representative Weems.
Here.
Representative Wick.
Here.
Representative Olson.
Here.
Representative Dykstra.
Here.
Mr. Chair, 12 of 15 are present.
A quorum is present. We'll deal with our small amount of actual business this morning. We have two sets of minutes to approve. The chair will entertain a motion to approve the minutes of February 27th at 7:45 a.m. regular meeting time. Motion by Van Etten, second by Olson. Any comments on that motion? Hearing none, all those in favor of approval of the first set of minutes will say aye. Second, any opposed say no. Minutes are approved. Second set of minutes from the 4:40 p.m. meeting. This chair will entertain a motion to approve those minutes. By Olson, second by Van Etten. Any comments on that motion? Hearing none. All those in favor of approval of the minutes will say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, nay. Minutes are approved. The only item of business we have, and it is the question of summer studies. Fred provided me with a... we have pages today. Kristen Thorson from Sioux Falls and Courtney Minish from Lenox. Thank you very much. And you can pass those out on your way back. Just interesting from a discussion standpoint, not these are the studies we have had on property taxes in the tenure of Mr. Botts. We have reason to believe there might have been studies even before Fred was born. The floor is open for any member who wants to recommend. Anybody who wants to propose a study or any discussion or action on the part of the committee members? Representative Wick.
If nobody else wants to suggest anything, I would suggest we defer making any decision until after we know if the tax train has made it off the not track. Then we may need a study.
Well, the suggestions that we have here aren't final anyway, right? They just go on the list, so... Representative.
If we make a decision here, though, it would be the one from the tax committee. And I feel like the tax committee might be better looking at something after we know what the status of the tax bills are.
Is there any reason, is there any rule against having multiple suggestions?
Multiple suggestions are fine, but when you do multiple suggestions, you'll diminish the necessity to study. Maybe the one that should be first.
Well, then, why don't we see if anybody has any ideas, and we'll have a relatively informal discussion of whether there are any study ideas that don't involve the property tax system. Representative Feinstein? Yeah.
Mr. Chair, I guess going along with what Representative Wick was saying is if we so are inclined to consider property tax and maybe make a thing that if that is our thing and 173 fails and that is our number one item, if it does not, if it passes, then item number two is online, if that's how the committee feels. So we can sort of cover it all and cover all bases.
Would that be like taking suggestions from the committee if anybody wants to hear any, wants to consider any studies besides property taxes?
Well, I'm just saying that if that's what our priorities are.
Representative Peters.
Well, I, two ideas for studies. One, we've got to, whatever happens to 173, if it doesn't go through, I think we need to continue to look at it. The other idea is our gross receipts tax for the telecommunications industry is complicated, and they're coming from all sorts of different directions. They go into all sorts of different directions. I think we need to look at some consistency within the realm of the gross receipts and the telecommunications industry, the utilities and all that jazz.
I would say on that specific subject that I agree with you 100%, but we wasted that opportunity last summer, and there's very little chance that we're going to do that 2 years in a row.
I realize that, but last year's summer study was kind of derailed by the Constitution or the initiative that was on the ballot. I think we need to probably relook at it without the pressure of the ballot initiative.
The two issues were not related, but you were right. It did get distracted and messed up by the initiative. But I still doubt whether you can put it on the list. That'd be fine. Telecommunication tax structure, gross receipts, and other, and not just gross receipts, but all the entire telecommunication tax structure. Representative Bennett.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Regardless as to whether 173 passes or not, I think we need to look at classifications of agricultural property. Such as Representative Wick started to propose in 1304.
And in 2005, the study, which is the most recent study on this list. Representative Lust, so that's another study of classifications of ag property. Representative Lust.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just have a question. On these, all these committees that have met, is the charge of these committees to produce a summary or some written document?
There are minutes and a record of proceedings in every and generally a report.
Where can we get those reports?
They're all archived at the LRC. Yeah. Most of them are available online.
Okay, thank you.
Representative Peters.
Another idea is the contractor's excise tax, and then the excise tax that relates to all of the, well, the whole idea of contractor's excise tax and the 2% with the bid factor and the whole nine yards.
I think this is very positive. I think it's a good idea for us to just kind of noodle through this a little bit. The reality is that that we will have an agency review. What agency is up for review this summer?
It's revenue and regulation and labor.
So we will be overtaken, I believe, most likely by the agency review of the Revenue and Regulation Department, and a number of the pieces, particularly with regard to contractor's excise tax and some other issues that might be part of that. Representative Junkie.
And I'll make a suggestion. I mean, I'm not going to suggest a summer study. I'm going to give you my philosophy on summer study. I sit on summer studies so I can get an in-depth handle on an issue in an out-of-legislative setting, because you got a lot more relaxed. It's a lot more less stress, and you learn more in a summer study. Summer studies are not conducive to legislation. If you look at the historical perspective of legislation or even some of these task forces that are bringing industry people, the success rate is not that great, probably less than 50%. So I sit on a summer study for one that I personally want to learn more about to be a more effective and better legislator for my area. So I think all the summer studies that I've sat on, only one's passed, and it's now been overturned by the court, and that was the redistricting.
I think that's absolutely right. I'm just looking through this list. It seems to be maybe 50% of the legislation that's listed here, just without doing the calculation, but it looks, which is larger than I would have guessed. That was a better success rate than I would have guessed. But absolutely, summer study is actually an education process, unless you're on an education summer study. Any others? Other suggestions? Representative Feinstein.
Well, but Mr. Chair, if it hasn't been thrown out, we got to do. I think we have to look at the 150% rule and take a good look at that. Again, obviously pulling it if, or maybe we still have to look at it. What?
Do you have one of these?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I guess the point is people keep saying we studied it. Well, I haven't studied it. Representative Luft hasn't studied it. The new people haven't studied it. And going on with what Representative Yunkey said is, you know, we're all new. We got to learn and to make it effective. And so just to say it's been around and we've done it, obviously it hasn't been done right because nothing happened.
Representative Wick.
At 1304 as an example, one that, yes, there was a study on property classes, but nothing in 1304 was studied in that study. So things could be different. And
Representative Peters.
Thank you. After one of the tax committee hearings and after 1304 had miserably died, I was approached by Secretary Gabriel, who actually did like some of the ideas in 1304 and said it had some potential and he would be interested in helping and working on that project.
In his retirement. Any other comments from the committee? Any action or proposal? You know, I mean, deferring action implies that we're going to meet again. I don't know that that necessarily needs to happen. Certainly in our State Affairs Committee, we have not, in our previous 2 years, we haven't had this discussion there this year, but we haven't limited ourselves to one idea. But I'm open to suggestions.
I guess, Mr. Chair, too, even coming back to 173, I hate to hang up on that, but there was an amendment proposed that there was a study even attached to that to keep an ongoing review. The amendment failed.
That's not what it is. But that's
well, thank you for your information, but maybe that's what we got to do regardless, because I believe we all know that isn't perfect. We all heard the testimony. It isn't perfect. If it passes, it still won't be perfect, and we gotta go forward and modify it. And so I just think that's
that the
motion?
Hottest
topic. I guess I so move.
So would that be a motion to study what exactly?
I guess the effects of 173 if it passes, and if 173
fails, the concept of productivity evaluation based on productivity.
Well, of repealing the 150% rule and the effects, whether it be the valuation methods as discussed or other methods, and maybe hook that into reclassification.
Okay, thank you. Representative Nordstrom.
Substitute motion. I think without a doubt there's a 2,000-pound elephant in the room, and that's 173. We need to know if that's going up or going down. If it goes up, we need to study something. If it goes down, we need to study something else. So I would make a substitute motion that we do not make a recommendation today and we meet again.
Okay. Anybody have a time in mind?
Monday.
Sometime, pick a time sometime Monday and let you know. Okay. Any other ideas you want to put on the list? Meet Saturday and Sunday. Any other meeting, any other ideas to put on the list? We'll meet Saturday at Representative Luft's house. We'll go to his house.
No.
Representative Junkie.
And for my own information, the agency review is Department of Revenue. What's the other one?
Department of Labor.
Labor and revenue issue. Thank you.
Any other comments? Representative Van Etten.
One comment for the new members on the committee. Anybody can personally recommend any study, and they're all considered by the e-board, so, and then voted on by all of us. So.
In a non-binding vote. the suggestion, Representative Olson.
Thank you. You know, it's certainly encouraged because, you know, when I was a new member, I did the same thing. There were things that, you know, the old institutional memory comment, you know, on these issues, you know, like school funding studies and property tax studies, I mean, the amount of information that's down there is unbelievable, and it's very good information. You can learn a lot. You know, I take those books home all the time because they have all the information, all the testimony, and it's very, very helpful. And I know that when we leave here, we tend to kind of forget about the process. So, you know, I would encourage you before you leave for home to go down and just look through what's out there and check some of those books out, and, you know, just look at the information, and, you know, there's no timeline on it. Just it's really good information. I learned a lot from it. I know that.
Representative Junkie. You know, we've passed so much studies in task force. Do we have any slots left for other summer studies at all? You know, we're doing the health care.
You know, I think most of those have not passed. The health care study is not one of ours. Tech school governance, is that passed? That one's, though there's one. I think there's two or three left. Yeah, I think.
There's not a lot of slots left.
No.
And I think the department, the study on Department of Revenue and Regulation may be split into two studies, on the revenue side and the regulation side. I think there was some discussion at the executive board. But again, you know, we'll have a new executive board, and that decision's not final until that executive board agrees to it.
Okay. So, any other comments? Well, we will find a time and reconvene on Monday or Tuesday. And before we adjourn, I just, we seem to have lost our intern. Well, we have an intern, but we're particularly looking for Annie because she has with her
stuff.
Which was so so not yeah, well we're checking that, but given that, but rather than sit here and wait for her, and which and I would love, and we can adjourn from the internet.